Prime Minister Dr. Ralph Gonsalves said the Lasafrere monitoring team is currently focusing on restoring all the monitoring stations which were damaged during the volcanic eruption and having them become operational again. He said the monitoring team is also assisting with the demarcation of areas where people can no longer return to live.
And of course, they're focusing their attention now on the question of making sure all the stations which were put out of commission, that they're back up. And they're also very much working with the state agencies, and in particular the physical planning unit and the NEMO and the entities which the committee, which cabinet has put together, to help in the demarcation of areas, particularly in the northeast, where the river valleys are affected and where we have to say no housing construction in those areas, in the river valleys and close to the border of the river valleys.
The Prime Minister said the government will have to rebuild houses for the families who have to relocate, and they have made the decision to get this process started across the country.
We don't quite know yet what is the extent of the number of houses that we are having, but we'll have to rebuild. But we have taken decisions to start the process, both on the leeward side and on the northeast, both the northwest and the northeast. There's a Trinidadian group which has come in, a spiritual group. They're business people, but they're driven by good works and spirituality. And they're partnering with us to build a certain number of houses. Their own contribution is quote-unquote free. And there are certain things which we have to do. Those are going to be put up fairly swiftly. And we are going to build other traditional kinds of houses. One bedrooms, two bedrooms, there'll be a few three bedrooms. And there's a program which we are rolling out.
Prime Minister Gonsalves said they have already identified some of the lands on which the new homes will be built, and they are continuing the work to identify more lands for homes to be constructed on. He is also appealing to people who might have other housing issues to be addressed to be patient as they embark on this work to have families relocated following the explosive eruption of Lasafrere volcano.
We have identified some lands. We have more lands to identify as to where we are going to build. I'm asking for forbearance by some persons in some other areas who need help. You know, you may have a house which in green zone, yellow zone, even the orange zone may need some repairs, but which can survive the journey a little while longer, as against people who have nothing now. So we have to prioritize, and we have 30 schools still as shelters, and we have to get those persons out of those shelters as soon as practicable, so that we can begin the repairs and the like. Now, we have about just under 2,000 persons in the shelters reported at the last NEMO Emergency Management Council meeting, which I chaired on Monday. The numbers went up from the previous week by about close to 20, but those were as a result of persons entering for a short-term period because of ELSA.
Prime Minister Dr. Ralph Gonsalves. I'm Ricardo Wilson with today's Lasafrere Volcano Update.